WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The annual trip by members of the BCS Chamber of Commerce to Washington, D.C. again included interaction with leaders of the House and Senate. Chamber Board Chairman Rich White says there's more optimism.
The Speaker of the House, Boehner, mentioned that he's feeling a stronger sense of optimism and positive outlook, more so now than he ever has. And I think all of the members of our delegation will take that back, that there is some changes that are happening and things are improving and things are there's some headway being made.
White was encouraged by congressional plans for transportation and changes in federal health insurance. The governor is one vote away from receiving a bill that would create a committee that would determine how to spend money on repairing state buildings. The proposed Deferred Maintenance Fund and Oversight Committee would initially have about $21 million to distribute. The lieutenant governor and House Speaker would each appoint three people. Time is running out for parents in the Bryan School District to participate in a survey.
What we've tried to accomplish with this one is make a more comprehensive survey so there are fewer number of surveys going out, and it's kind of a all-in-one, all-inclusive type survey that helps us with some of the information we need to gather for our state accountability. That's the community student engagement and compliance piece of state accountability.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the survey, located on the district's website, will be available through Sunday at midnight. The Bryan City Council has endorsed a fundraising idea requested by the Downtown Bryan Association. Councilman Chuck Condorla talked about brick pavers to benefit the Queen Theater.
They're nicely done. They'll be in front of the Queen. They'll be along the median of the road. The median's wide enough that you can probably go see your brick paver, take a picture of it, but look both ways before you cross the street.
The pavers will be set in front of the Queen as well as the center median of Main between 26th and 27th. Brazos Valley law enforcement officers gathered for the 28th time at Veterans Park to honor those who paid the ultimate price. Last year, 11 in Texas were among the 126 around the country who died. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey called on his fellow officers to work hard to not add more names to the list.
To that end, I ask you to follow four tenets. Wear your body armor, slow down your driving, buckle up, and stay fit.
The keynote speaker was the Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez.
I have one message for all of you who sacrifice daily and put your lives on the line every day to serve and protect our community. Stay the course. Do not be swayed or deterred by the negative press, by those who choose to berate and vilify you without having spent a minute in your shoes.
You can listen to yesterday's program on our website at WTAW.com. While the recognition of travel and tourism in most places takes place the first week of May in Aggieland, it's an all-month affair. Jordan Meserol at the Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to the annual community celebration today from 5 until 7 at Wolfpin Creek Park.
And we had bounce houses out there last year, and people say, how do bounce houses support tourism? Well, people bring in conventions or big festivals, and if it's an out-of-town festival, they'll hire the local bounce house company.
CVB staff spent time earlier this month in what Meserol called hospitality flash mobs, welcoming visitors at the Bush Library, those arriving and departing from Easterwood Airport, and thanking overnight hotel desk employees with gift baskets. WTAW News Time, 7:09. It's 72 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click Anchor Foundation Repair.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Clouds today. There may even be some fog this morning. As the day goes on, some breaks of sun may develop. We're also at risk for a shower or thunderstorm later today, a high of 85. Mostly cloudy tonight, near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, near 70 tomorrow night. On Saturday, we'll have clouds, some sunshine. It'll be breezy. Highs on Saturday, 85 to near 90. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit and not say anything about Deflategate. Talk about A&M baseball going to Mississippi State. And A&M track and field will also be at Ole Miss. I'm sorry, at Ole Miss. And they're running in the SEC championships. All that and more, less Deflategate coming up at 7:50. Hey, I told you I was going to do my best to put that to bed.
It's just, I mean, again, and Texas A&M drives the sports world here. That's fine. But there are a whole bunch of people who don't care anything about professional sports. I mean, gosh, the Rockets are still playing. That's a shock. Gosh, the Spurs aren't. That's a bigger shock.
No.
But
you just hurt Patrick's feelings.
Yeah. But can anybody give a tinker's damn about Tom Brady? I mean, I just cannot imagine any way, shape, or form. Unless they're playing the Cowboys, why would anybody care what that guy's doing? Whatever, it's the Northeasterners who drive what is important to us, just so that we know that.
Well, ESPN is in New England, it happened.
Anyway, I don't know how any other way to... Is Hearn open today? I'm just saying.
No, fog has it closed down.
Well, that was not what I meant. But,
well, but it is foggy.
Is it? Okay,
there.
All right, okay. Well, because apparently, according to the story in the newspaper this morning, the city attorney has resigned. The city judge may, in fact, follow. Oh, yeah, and the city manager, too. So, I mean, who's keeping the store? Who's got the keys to City Hall? What's going on? You know, they've had some recall elections and stuff like that. And apparently on the agenda coming up next week is the recall of still another. So, I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
At some point, is it just easier to unincorporate the area?
Well, you know, it gets difficult because you have other entities. You know, you have a school district and stuff like that. But still.
Maybe Franklin could annex. Franklin or Calvert could annex Hearn.
If they could just keep the speed limit above 30.
No.
Highway 6 may run both ways, but it gets a little slow in areas.
I'm just saying. Obviously, it's well. And again, Hearn has always been somewhat of an anomaly for this part of the state. But they continue to apparently have lots and lots of issues going on over there.
I think the only place where a Walmart has ever closed.
That's been the rumor for years.
Always the story, and I'm not sure that we know it did close.
It's at least one.
Right. But, you know, they repurposed that, and the school district uses
actually,
it now.
Yeah, actually,
it ended up being a good deal for the school district in Hearn.
That's really smart.
Yeah, they liked that situation. But anyway, other story that's in on the front page. The new UT president guy goes, no, I don't want $1 million salary. That's too much.
What a generous person.
Exactly. He's expected to receive his requested base salary of $750,000. He doesn't want to upset the faculty or students for making $1 million outright. I'm just saying. So,
yeah, he's still going to pocket that $1 million somehow. That's just on the back end.
Michael Young, of course, became the president of A&M on May the 1st, so he's the highest paid as far as public academic institutions in Texas. So, just saying. Decides that's the move that UT wants to make. Hello?
You know them people in Booger County are just a little different.
Well, yeah.
That was said by a caller, not anyone in the Infomaniacs.
Some people in Booger County are different. Others are nice, similar to...
Nice disclaimer.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me they were just nice. I was going, wait a minute.
Nope.
Anyway, so there you go. Here's a shocker.
when researchers recently looked at data on how parents perceive their overweight young children, they learned that about 95% believe that their kid's size is just right. Here's my surprised face. How come? Well, researchers say we have changed our perceptions of what our ideal weight would be. So if every other child is obese or overweight, you think your child is normal as well. So there. He's just as big as this one, you know. She's just the size as this one. Anyway, I guess it depends on who you ask. And after all, if your child is having an issue when it comes to food, don't you have some sort of a control over that?
No. Okay. That's taken care of by the government.
Okay. It's like they're taking that giant plastic canister of cheese balls into their room and you don't know about it. Okay, I got you.
It depends on if their capacity to whine is greater than your capacity to
wonderful to be able to resist that. Yeah, very good, very good. Greenpeace is named the greenest tech company in the world, and I don't care.
I second that.
Yeah, there you go. No, I know the Patrick you'd want to know.
That's I do.
Like Apple.
No, they're not.
Well,
stop it. I saw a statistic the other day. You can get more gold by melting down 41 iPhones than getting a ton of ore.
What?
Yes. A ton of gold ore produces less pure gold than melting down 41 iPhones. Now you know why they want to get your iPhones.
That's exactly right. Yes, please turn that back in. Greenpeace says that they are the world's most environmentally friendly big technological company.
Maybe the main campus, maybe here in America, but not where they're producing this stuff.
Well, they have made a major push to become environmentally friendly, committing to drawing 100% of its energy from renewable sources over the long term.
What?
Listen to all the
smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, listen to the disclaimers and all this.
Oh, are there?
Well, that's it. Okay, for the most environmentally friendly big technology company. Okay. And then they are making a major push to become environmentally friendly.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
That's right. Know what I mean. Committing to drawing 100% of their energy from renewable sources over the long term.
Well, and you have to do it over the long term because the absolute it's a dirty process to make renewable energy. It is extremely dirty.
It really is.
It's only good if it lasts for a while, and some of it does.
To pay for itself.
Right. Look, we're not there yet. I'm not saying we should stop doing any of this renewable energy. It's getting there. It's not perfect. It certainly isn't clean.
Yeah, well, you know, Elon Musk says, I got the batteries. You want to use them?
Yeah, and now that's pretty cool. But I don't know what it takes to make a lithium battery.
Nor do I.
A lot, I'm guessing.
The company says that they began work on two solar-powered data centers in Ireland and Denmark, which will be the size of those little houses on the side of the railroad tracks, okay? But then the other one will be an energy sucker over there. Now, anyhow, and they say that they're also constructing two major solar projects in China. Again, it's dirty work. China doesn't care. What? They're getting the
Does the sun even reach the solar arrays?
Yeah, really. Greenpeace. No. Greenpeace's new Clicking Clean report on internet companies gives Apple quadruple A marks.
Okay. Look, now, in fairness to Greenpeace, they're saying Apple's starting this. Where's anyone else? Yeah. So if
okay, that's true. All
right, yeah.
Sure. It's 719. Now, Kevin kind of did a commentary on this the other day in a little bit different way. But if you bite your tongue, you stub your toe, your first intent is probably to utter something. Now, you talked about the language being more colorful. This story has to do with simply saying, ow.
Figure the Irishman going that way.
Yeah, really. But have you ever wondered why it is? According to the study, being vocal could actually help you tolerate the pain. Now, you see, now this is they're referencing the same thing you did, but they're just talking about the word ow.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, decided to talk about all the colorful words that people think of that we can't say on the radio without being fined.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
What are you inferring, Scott?
I'm just trying.
I think that's for more protracted pain, because I found myself, occasionally I'll say ow, and nothing's even remotely close to being hurt. It's more like surprise, like ow, startled myself there.
Yeah, okay.
There's a preemptive ow.
Yeah.
startle yourself?
Well, yeah, like you talked about the little kids the other day. Yeah. You just stare at them until they if they start crying on their own.
Exactly. Well, you know, like one of my dogs the other day, I dropped something right next to it, and it yelps. Well, it didn't hit the dog.
Boo.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Something like that. But nonetheless.
Speaking of pain, you want to really fascinate – it fascinated me anyway.
All right.
Went through natural childbirth classes. And
not recently. Okay.
No, okay, right, roughly 9 years ago.
Oh, okay, all right. I got you. All right, sure.
And as part of the way to teach you how to talk to your significant other, they get a bowl of ice water. And you put your hand in that ice water.
Uh-huh.
And the first time you do it, not a word is said by anybody. And it's brutal. But if you count back how long like a contraction would last, which they estimate is about 60 seconds, you count it down for them. Okay, 15 seconds. You've been through 15. Okay, you're halfway there. It's remarkable because the guys do it first. It's remarkable how much better your brain wraps itself around the pain when you know it's going to stop.
Well, that's,
Because I mean, it was infinitely different because they said, okay, just give them a halfway and then, you know, count it down all the way, 15, 30, 45.
Right, yeah.
And it was completely different.
Because that's not the point when you want to say the wrong thing, you know?
Premium chocolates and pastries are in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time. So find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Paying money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning. It's 723, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Who's more likely to be healthier, a tall person or a short person? Well, it depends. Short men may have a greater risk of developing coronary artery disease than taller guys.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah, sorry. The average U.S. American male is 5'9 and a half. Way up there.
I'm perfectly average.
There you go. For every 2.5 inches shorter you are, you risk heart disease. It spikes by nearly 14%, according to this study by Steve Burgess. Well, how tall is Steve Burgess? And by the way, this is a medical... Here's my other point. Okay, so he's talking about the height of people and their chance for, you know,
heart problems.
Yeah, arterial problems. He's a PhD, okay? At least let me have an MD telling me that, all right? Of course, diet, exercise, smoking, what you do, those kind of things can also help the odds in your favor. And, of course, having your blood pressure under control. But the news is not all doom and gloom for those of the short. Researchers point out that shorter people actually have lower cancer risk, possibly because the cancer has a smaller area to work. No, that's not funny. Possibly because tall people simply have more cells. Aha!
That's actually right.
That is interesting. Wow. Meaning that there's a higher chance for cancer-causing mutations. That's...
They get more surface area.
Man, that's you talk about basic. That's really basic. So, all right. That's The orders, that's information from Steve Burgess. And again, he's a PhD, so I'm not exactly sure what his qualifications are. But you know he did well enough that he got this story published. All right, let's take a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's about a 40% chance of showers today. We're under 50%, so that's got to make us feel pretty good. 20% chance of showers tonight. It is up to 50% tomorrow, and we're going to rock around in that neighborhood anywhere between 20 and 50%, and then Monday we jack it back up to 60%. But looks like maybe the runoff gets to happen. Maybe we get to have it sink in a little bit or dry out a little bit. Fingers crossed anyway. As far as the temps are concerned, about 85 or so all the way through the period from now to Monday. Maybe getting up close to 90. Low temperatures each night will probably be in the lower 70s. Right now the winds are out of the south at 10. 97% relative humidity, overcast skies. And we're looking at 72 degrees right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Many of the bad guys released from Guantanamo Bay have returned to the battlefield, but some of them that Obama has let loose have been relocated to friendly nations to fight a different kind of battle. Take Uruguay, for example, like us, run by a far-left regime. When Obama was shopping terrorists around, Uruguay welcomed six of them into their country with open arms. But just a few weeks ago, my friends, the six bad guys began camping in front of the U.S. Embassy in protest. These terrorists have a laundry list of grievances. They say, for example, that they were promised free housing after a brief stay at a hotel. Well, that's 5 months later, no free housing. They complain they aren't getting free subscriptions to Netflix, and I'm not kidding about that. They do get a stipend of about $600 a month from the Uruguay government, but they've turned down union job offers due to digestive issues, meaning they don't want to work. After news reports of the protests, locals are fed up. One ticked-off citizen called the terrorists annoying. They want a house, they want food, he says, and they want it all to come from on high. It's a pipe dream. Now, Uruguay says that they will not take any more Club Gitmo terrorists, and they want America to solve this problem. Now, actually, these guys sound like perfect low-information Democrat voters. Next thing you know, these welfare-dependent terrorists will be relocated to a blue city in America, complete with Obama phones, food stamps, and a path to citizenship probably right around the corner.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Memorial Day's coming up, folks, and my good friends at Mahindra are stepping up again with a way to honor those who have served our country. The Mahindra Tractor Military Salute Giveaway. Mahindra is giving away an Emax 22 tractor with loader to someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Last year's winner, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Petzinger, is loving his Mahindra, and you could be next. To nominate someone, visit rushlimbaugh.com and look for the Mahindra Tractor Military Salute Giveaway. And God bless all who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 24th, 2015. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Once again, a delegation from the BCS Chamber of Commerce had the opportunity to visit with top leaders during their trip to Washington, D.C. That included a conversation with House Speaker John Boehner. Chamber Board Chairman Rich White says Boehner is feeling a stronger sense of optimism and positive outlook, more so than he ever has.
And that gives us some hope that as the issues that we have surfaced are discussed and brought back home, that we're going to see some improvement, that we're going to see some progress being made. Areas like transportation that we feel has been at a standstill or look like there's going to be a bill passed at some point. There may be an extension, but they're very optimistic that there's some headway going to be made in the transportation bills that is so vital to the Texas situation.
Congressman Bill Flores was thanked for arranging meetings with multiple leaders in the House and Senate over a two-day period. Next month, the Downtown Bryan Association will begin a fundraiser to benefit the continued renovation of the Queen Theater. Selling brick pavers received unanimous support at this week's city council meeting.
So I think it's a great opportunity for raising money, basically, to continue to see buildings and things maybe even further to come in downtown to be renovated and keep our downtown a source of pride.
Councilman Chuck Conderla says the pavers will be installed in front of the Queen as well as the center median of Main between 26th and 27th. The Texas Municipal League is fighting back against a bill they say would end annexation. The proposal calls for approval by affected citizens. TMA Executive Director Bennett Sandlin says cities should annex those areas because people work in cities and they should bear part of the costs.
If you don't do business in the city or drive on the streets or use the parks or benefit from the economic boom that the city causes, then I think you would have an argument.
Sandlin says the ability to annex prosperous surrounding neighborhoods is what keeps Texas cities strong. For the first time, women make up a majority of the Austin City Council. Yesterday, they rebuked a consultant's presentation to city staff, warning that elected female officials tend to tune out financial arguments and they like to ask a lot of questions. The seven offended councilwomen called the seminar by a former small-town city manager in Florida outdated and appalling. Jonathan K. Allen told Austin City employees that they would be making a serious error if they dealt with a female-dominated council in the same way as one controlled by men. You can leave your comments about this story on our Facebook page, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. College Station Police has learned from several residents about receiving what turned out to be a bogus text message alerting them about a potential threat and advising them to stay in their homes. Police report they don't send texts. Emergency information is distributed through the city's online services and notifying the local media. Investigators are still looking for the source of the bogus messages. The Bryan School District urges parents to participate in an online survey. Spokesman Brandon Webb says results will be used in state accountability reports.
And it sort of allows us to have some information to kind of grade ourselves on how we're doing in community involvement and school climate and athletics in a number of different categories.
The survey takes an average of 5 to 7 minutes to complete.
There's an opportunity to submit some comments. People have asked, well, how many questions are on the survey? And that's kind of a difficult question to answer because there are a number of questions, but the questions have subcategories. And we hope it's comprehensive, but we also know people need to get on with their day and move on to other things. So we try to keep it as brief as possible.
The parent survey online at bryanisd.org closes Sunday at midnight. For the 28th time, Brazos Valley law enforcement officers paid respect to the fallen around the state and nation. Yesterday's memorial service included remarks from the sheriff's office and three local police chiefs. College Station Chief Scott McCollum says 15 of the 126 who died last year around the country were the result of ambush-style shootings.
Ambush-style attacks, as evidenced by the recent shooting deaths in New York City, and most recently those that occurred in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, were the number one cause of felonious officer deaths for the fifth year in a row.
The keynote speaker was the Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez.
What is a policeman made of? He, of all men, is at one the most needed and the most unwanted, a strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig to his back. A policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And, of course, he will have to be a genius, for you will have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Through the first 5 months of this year, there have been 44 deaths nationwide.
Aggieland National Travel and Tourism Week is celebrated the whole month of May. Jordan Meserol at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says everyone's invited to today's community celebration.
100% free. You come out, and last year we had some people giving away hot dogs and snow cones and giving away little free trinkets like promotional sunglasses. And it's just a really great time to bring the family out and appreciate all the people that help make travel and tourism possible here.
Today's celebration is at Wolfpen Creek Park from 5 until 7. You're also invited to the annual hospitality luncheon and awards on May 27th at the Hilton. Tickets are available by contacting the CVB. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
The Republican Party of Brazos County will be hosting its annual Reagan Day Dinner Tuesday, May 26th at the Brazos Center. Keynote speaker, Reverend Rafael Cruz, father of Ted Cruz, is a powerful example of what it means to pursue the American dream. Reverend Cruz's keynote address, Imagine America Restored to the Historical and Biblical Foundations That Made It Great, is sure to be an inspiration to all. Individual tickets are $50 and table sponsorships are available. For more information, see the website, brazosgop.org, or call Brazos GOP headquarters at 268-2308.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Let's do some weather. It's 7:37. Weather's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. You can receive a 15% discount on all parts and no overtime fees. That's yours from Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products.
Clouds today. There may even be some fog this morning. As the day goes on, some breaks of sun may develop. We're also at risk for a shower or thunderstorm later today, high of 85. Mostly cloudy tonight, near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high of 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, near 70 tomorrow night. On Saturday, we'll have clouds, some sunshine, it'll be breezy. Highs on Saturday, 85 to near 90. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Felt like we got on our heels a little bit and didn't make pitches when we needed to make pitches. No excuses, we're talented enough to make pitches.
That's Coach Rob Childress talking about the pitching staff and some of the problems they've had over the last two series. They'll wrap up the season with a three-game series that starts this weekend. We'll have more on A&M baseball, A&M track and field heading to the SEC championship, and the area round of high school boys baseball. We'll have the schedules and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
7:38 from the Don't Try This at Home department. A pair of daredevils scaled the world's second-largest skyscraper. One of them's from Russia, the other from the Ukraine. They climbed the scaffolding of the Ping An International Finance Center in China. 2,165-foot tower, still under construction, due to officially open next month. The climbers reached the top of the building. Oh, by the way, they had GoPros on, just so you could share the moment with them. Man. And when they got there, they had a selfie stick.
Oh, good.
So anyway. That's out there today. So when you get finished watching all the new cat videos and you've beaten Solitaire 7 times, you can go and look that up because it's there.
What's the point of doing anything anymore if you can't tell everyone about it?
Of course. You're exactly right. Could officials in Germany have found the home of vampires?
Yes, they could.
Yeah. Have you read this story?
No.
Okay. You sound speculative.
I was going to say, sure, well, I could be there as well as anywhere. Officials in Germany found 5 dead bodies in an abandoned grocery store.
Oh.
Unaware of the local undertaker, his name is not Igor, was given permission to use a refrigerator while I stored them there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, sure, that's fine. That's okay. A guy in England
suffers from an irrational fear of...
Let's take a call.
Hello?
Hey, I wonder if those guys that climbed the building with their selfie sticks, I wonder if they took those silly selfies like all the girls do, you know, going like... Yeah.
The duck face.
I don't know. I'll go have a look in a little while. We had a story about a girl who died doing that. But
taking a selfie?
Yeah. Well, I had her friend take the picture. Yeah, kicked her leg up and hit the hot wire on the on the train. Anyway, let's go back to this. Guy in England suffers from an irrational fear of chocolate.
Oh.
Andrew Bullock.
Poor man.
Has a condition that's known as zocalophobia.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Whatever.
So brown phobia?
Yeah, something like that. For some people, living without chocolate would be a nightmare, but for me, it is the opposite, he says. Andrew Bullock, age 31, says he can't even stand to look at chocolate, let alone put any in my mouth. He said, if I touch chocolate, I feel dirty. Even if I wash my hands, I feel like it's still there. The condition runs in his family. His mom, apparently, is afraid of chocolate as well.
Wow.
Just because they, I guess, keep coming up with different kinds of chocolate. I see salted caramel chocolate the other day.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Caramel chocolate?
Yes, I mean, I guess, why not? Okay. Those are two great tastes together.
That's interesting. I had never thought of that combination.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
Obviously, it's working.
It's like Caramellos.
Oh, yeah. Dentists love those.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Yeah. We'll have to redo that work now, sir. Thank you so much. The severe avian flu outbreak in the Midwest has led to bird slaughters. Prices of eggs are up 17% since mid-April.
Yikes.
Turkey prices up also. 6 million birds nationwide have died from that. Not good. Iowa, fly over America, right? Conservative?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Big elections, you know, Iowa's important.
Oh, sure.
Big arsenals, too. Four people have been charged after agents intercepted cargo containers that contained 152 firearms and 15,000 rounds of ammo headed for Lebanon.
Why?
In Iowa. Federal officials were tipped off by a gun store owner who sold the foursome several guns and multiple boxes of ammo over the course of several months. Guess he just said, hey, you may want to look into this. Apparently they did.
Great Scott.
That's in Iowa, okay? Just to let you know, we've been talking about lone wolf terrorists. That was in the Sunday talk shows, and that's a hot phrase to be using this week. Well, in flyover America, probably more than just lone wolves, there's a lot of them looking at that. Oh, okay. One more time, we're going to try to make you feel guilty for your lifestyle, okay? We're doing what we can for you here. The internet, I don't know if you've heard about it or not, is a huge energy user.
Well, yeah.
Well, do you feel badly about that?
Probably not.
In 2013, the U.S. used 91 billion kilowatts of energy to run internet data centers, the place where all our servers are, the places that hold your little gigabytes.
Why couldn't they have said 91 million megawatts?
Well, they could have done that.
Billions a much bigger.
But billions a dramatic number, and nobody knows what a kilowatt is anyway.
I guess kilowatts we use more on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, oh, sure. Hello?
152 guns and 15,000 rounds of ammo.
Yeah.
That's a modest collection, and he's short on ammo.
I like this guy a lot.
Oh, anyway. All right, so popular science says, all right. Now, they're talking about the internet, okay? Cutting-edge technology, so, and they do 91 billion kilowatt hours, all right, of energy. So let's try to figure out exactly, we want to quantify that in a way that Johnny Lunchbucket knows what we're talking about, all okay? Right. So that what they say is that equals the total output of 34 large coal-fired power plants. What does that mean? Does that mean anything to you?
Not really.
Large and coal-fired. See, that's...
Oh, yeah. Evil.
There we go. Because the people want to be able to access the internet at any hour of the day, servers are running all the time. They're sucking up these incredible amounts of energy,
even if they aren't being used. So as a result, the data centers can waste up to 90% of the energy they consume.
You know what? These capitalist pigs who are running these server farms,
yeah,
they pay for the electricity that they are consuming.
I know, Patrick, but just think, it could be used for so much more good in mankind.
I'll tell you what, the internet has done nothing but make this world better. You should thank your lucky stars we have the opportunity to waste energy on.
Soon we will have a story. I mean, how often do we have a story on wasted productivity because of the internet? I mean, we have it for events the Final Four and all that kind of stuff. But
hey, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's right. We got a lot of power there, and we need to be able to use it. But anyway, up to 90% of that could be wasted. So they got two hot-button numbers in here, the 91 billion kilowatt hours, and then we could be wasting up to 90% of that energy.
I don't have the statistics, and even if I threw the numbers at you, you wouldn't care. But if you do care, go research and find out how much more efficient servers have gotten just over the past 5 years. But Facebook makes their own servers. They built it from the bottom up. They open source the technology because they want to benefit from other people's ideas about how they can save money and energy.
Sure, they don't have all the answers. Hello?
Yes, when I invented the internet, I tried to keep it in a lockbox.
Thanks, Gore.
Subway, what can I do for you?
I'm looking to mix it up a bit.
How about trying our new smoked Gouda club?
I'm listening.
Roast beef, black forest ham, and oven-roasted turkey breast, toasted with creamy new smoked Gouda cheese spread, plus your favorite veggies, all on Subway freshly baked bread.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Smoked Gouda Club won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
So south of College Station, we have Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery, an opportunity for you to enjoy local wines outside. It's a great, unique setting. You can get a bottle of wine if you want to enjoy for yourself or with friends, or you can go get a glass of wine and enjoy that. They have snacks also at Peach Creek Vineyard. So bring a friend or two out, or seven or eight or nine, and enjoy it. They have a covered pavilion that overlooks the vineyards and also ponds. And by the way, that is a venue that you could rent if you wanted to for private parties or showers or graduations or birthdays, or actually could do a kind of a informal wedding type situation if you wanted to as well. Peach Creek Vineyards is open from 1 until 5 on Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 6 and Sundays from 1 to 5. But they can be available and open for you at other times. And, you know, they've got red wines. They do a semi-sweet Lenore. They have the Ruby Red, which is kind of a dessert in a glass. Really tastes good, like kind of like a Tootsie Roll. So lots of different wines that they make from the grapes right there at Peach Creek Vineyards. And by the way, if you want to join their wine club, that will mean that you get discounts on the wines and also for the facility rental if you want to use it. And if you want more than wine, they have the Lone Star Olive Ranch Texas-grown extra virgin olive oil that's available there. And, of course, in the gift shop, lots and lots of fun. And be on the lookout because there'll be some information coming up about the annual harvest, which is coming soon. All that can be yours. Find out about it at peachcreekvineyards.com, peachcreekvineyards.com, just south of College Station.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If your marriage isn't all it could be, maybe you've forgotten how valuable your spouse really is. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One Christmas, Gary Thomas helped his wife Lisa decorate. As he set out a few knickknacks, one of the ceramic reindeer slipped off the edge and shattered into pieces. Lisa barely blinked an eye. "Don't worry about it," she said. "I'll just buy another one." Fast forward a couple of months, and Gary was emptying the dishwasher. A teacup slipped through his fingers and broke. This time, Lisa was visibly upset. The value of the cup wasn't much more than the reindeer he'd broken, but it was one of the few things she had left from her grandmother. Lisa's response illustrates an important point. We cherish what's valuable to us. It's true with teacups, and it's true in marriage. Lisa's teacup wasn't really unique, but she saw its deeper value. In marriage, we have to see past life's ordinary moments to our spouse's deeper value. Let's face it, marriage isn't always glamorous and polished. Our hair is a mess in the morning, and we go to bed grouchy and tired. In between are laundry, bills, and grocery shopping. Those mundane routines can distract us from our spouse's deeper value. So if your marriage isn't all it could be, look past the grind of everyday life and remember just how valuable your spouse is. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Lester Holt with NBC Nightly News.
And I'm Chuck Todd with Meet the Press.
We know you can't always watch on our schedule,
so that's why we are always available on yours.
With video on demand, you can watch NBC Nightly News.
And Meet the Press.
Any day of the week.
Any time of the day.
In-depth reporting on the day's top stories from NBC Nightly News.
And political conversations, insight, and analysis from Meet the Press.
Watch our latest broadcast anytime
with video on demand.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio, take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. The number 6 A&M baseball squad wraps up their regular season with a road trip to face the Ole Miss Rebels. The maroon and white enter the final weekend with a chance to win the SEC, and it will take a strong showing by the Aggs and help a little from the outside, with the team entering the final week 2 games behind LSU in the standings. Aggs are also a half game behind Vanderbilt in the Eastern Division. There has been a lot said over the last week or so about the pitching staff coming up short or just flat being out of gas by the end of the season, and skipper Rob Childress doesn't think it has anything to do with fatigue. Audio courtesy of Tex Aggs.
You know, our guys are in the best condition of any pitching staff in the country, and it's because of Coach McMillan. And felt like we got on our heels a little bit and didn't make pitches when we needed to make pitches, and no excuses. We're talented enough to make pitches. We didn't do it, and we've got to do that going forward.
And it was also looking to earn a first-round bye in the SEC tournament by securing one of the top 4 seeds. Currently, they're in third place. The Aggies are looking to hold off both Florida and Arkansas. Game tonight starts at 6:30. Pre-game is at 6, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The most prolific track and field team in the last decade in the NCAA has been Texas A&M. The A&M men enter the SEC championships as number 1. The women are number 9 in the country, and they'll spend today through Saturday on the Mississippi State campus trying to rack up yet another title. Head men's and women's track coach Pat Henry said everything so far this season has led up to this weekend.
This being the conference championship that in our sport, everything we've done, we've rehearsed to get to this point. And it is. It's been a rehearsal, and now it's time for the play to start. And so that's what this is about. Let's see what we can all do and all put together on the same day.
Audio there thanks to 12th Man Live. The area round of the boys' high school baseball playoffs kicks off today. All games are best of 3 and all start at 7 today. In Class 5A, Bryan heads to Tomball Memorial for Game 1, and Rudder takes on Brenham in Mumford. In 4A action, Navasota goes to Barbers Hill to play West Orange Stark, and Caldwell hits the road to Tomball Premier to square off against Huffman Hargrave. We'll keep it on the diamond and hop up to the pros, where the Houston Astros rallied past the San Francisco Giants 4-3 last night.
3-2 pitch is drilled into left center field. On its way, and it is up off the wall and gone.
Springer hit the tie-breaking solo shot in the 8th for Houston after coming off a 7-day disabled list prior to the game. Toronto visits Houston tonight, first pitch at 7:05. And the Rangers were winning with the long ball yesterday.
Fielder hits a high drive to deep right center field. Well hit, way back. That ball is history. Over the bullpen. A two-run blast for Prince.
Prince fielder and Sinshu Chu both homered last night as Texas beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2. They also got a little help from Mitch Moreland, who had just come off the disabled list ahead of yesterday's game and had two hits. He felt good about his return.
It was a lot of fun, you know, get back out on the field, get to play a game with these guys again. And, you know, it was I think it was a great team effort tonight. You know, Yo threw the ball great. Bullpen came in, did a good job. And, you know, we as an offense up and down the lineup, we kept creating opportunities and cashed some in.
Moreland was placed on the DL while recovering from elbow surgery. The Royals stay in Arlington for a matinee. First pitch today at 1:05 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The NBA playoffs saw MVP Steph Curry have 18 points and 6 steals as the Golden State Warriors smashed the Memphis Grizzlies 98-78 to run to a 3-2 series lead. Curry said it was their job to protect the home court.
We did our job to get, you know, 2-2, and we have another job now is to, you know, make that win even bigger, winning at home like we're supposed to.
The Warriors can eliminate the Grizzly with a victory Friday night in Game 6 in Memphis. In other playoff action, Al Horford snatched an offensive rebound and dropped in the winning basket with 1.9 seconds left to give the top-seeded Atlanta Hawks an 82-81 win over the Washington Wizards. The Hawks have a 3-2 series lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals heading into Game 6, which is Friday in Washington. On now to the ponies, where Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah has been made a 4-5 morning line favorite for Saturday's Preakness, despite drawing an unfavorable number one post position in the second leg of the Triple Crown. A field of 8 3-year-olds was entered yesterday in the smallest Preakness field since 2000. And we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where the Rangers and Tampa Bay Lightning will square off in the NHL Eastern Conference Finals after the Rangers, the defending champions, eliminated Washington Capitals 2-1 last night in Game 7. And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. You know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
In business, the quality of product you provide means everything to your success. Professionally communicating that message to your new customers is what we do. We are Frame by Frame, the Brazos Valley's premier film and video production company. We help businesses succeed by delivering the highest quality professional visual media for broadcast and the internet. Improve your image and message. Frame by Frame, film and video production at 979-690-6956 or visit FXFE.